In a lengthy story in the Austin American Statesman titled George P. Bush Absent from Candidate Forums as Rivals Gun for a Runoff, many facets of the problems Bush faces are covered, but what's missed overall is just how unready for the job and lackluster P. Bush was when he first ran. Bush, who would have never been elected land commissioner were it not for his last name and family, had come to fully embrace Trump, whose election was, in very personal terms, a repudiation of his family and its political values. Still, for all of this, Bush might have escaped a serious primary challenge were it not for the Alamo, Jonathan Tilliv opined. In one sense, Tilliv is correct. It is P. Bush's terrible, near-culturally traitorous statements and handling of the Alamo takeover and his reimagining the Alamo project that drew the public attention to Bush and the General Land Office. But such is not the problem with P. Bush as land commissioner, but a symptom of his lack of smarts and ability. The story hints at a few other symptoms of P's not ready for prime time, such as his first 100 days press conference held, well, without press via a smartphone app. The Statesman had asked to cover Bush's speech in person, but his press secretary, Brittany Eck, said it couldn't be done, Tilliv reported. And there's more. But the most accurate line in the entire super lengthy story is that early one. Bush, who would have never been elected land commissioner were it not for his last name and family. I asked him questions in the beginning of his first run for office and was appalled at his ignorance of issues and his ability to speak to such. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.